Welcome to CUTV News Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters talk to today's top thinkers from all around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas that you can put to use in your personal or professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, we dig deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. CUTV News Radio, it's the show where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Well, hi, everybody. We welcome you back. Nice to have you back with us. I'm excited to be here. We're excited because we're going to bring back Dr. Martha Letts, who was with Jim Masters last week at this time. Fascinating guest, a very, very highly experienced senior psychotherapist, a life relationship coach, and she has her own therapy center called A Unique Therapy Center. How about that for a title? She's based in Boca Raton, Florida, and she works with people in person as well as on the phone, but she loves to work with people in person. She, by the way, has 27 years of experience in this highly complex field. She's highly educated. I find it interesting. She has a PhD in marriage and family therapy. She has two Masters of Science degrees, not just one, mind you, but two, one in family medical therapy and a second in marriage and family therapy, and they're different. And she also has a Masters of Art in pastoral ministries. How about that? She's a fascinating lady, and her practice, it focuses the emphasis on issues that impact all types of relationships, communications, grief or loss. She focuses on life coaching, abuse that individuals have gone through, trauma that they're experiencing, spirituality, medical issues, a big thing, life transitions, intimacy, separation, reunification, as well as single parenting and men and women issues. She focuses on all of these issues, and she's just an amazing lady. And not only that, she does a radio show, a weekly radio show that we're going to tell you about that I find fascinating as well. So in any event, we're proud to welcome her back, Dr. Martha Letts in Boca Raton, Florida. So, Dr. Letts, welcome back. Nice to have you here. How are you today?
I am well, Jim. Thank you so Doug, thank you so much, and thank you for reminding me that I was on last week with Jim. I do apologize. I'm excited to be here, as you can tell.
Hey, don't be sorry. I'm the one who really didn't realize you had done the show with Jim last week. So I'm glad to know you did. And you know, we're going to make this show a little bit different from what you did last week, but there will be some repetition. So because we have a different audience out there. Number one, I want to get across this so that people understand it. You are a life coach, but you also are a therapist. A lot of people aren't really sure what the difference is. So from your definition, explain to me how you differentiate coaching with therapy. How do you describe that?
Briefly, when you're doing coaching and when you're helping people with life transitions, we're not possibly dealing with other issues, as you had mentioned, like grief or you know, the loss of a person that was significant in your life, or a newly diagnosed medical condition. We're just focusing life coaching and focusing on your relationships, like at work, social. That's just a very brief. But when you go into therapy, we will be touching on all areas of your life, which is what you're doing with transition, but there may be an issue that comes up and you say, oh gosh, I didn't even realize that that had occurred, and we want to talk about that, such as the time and the day in which you lost your parent, one of your parents. So that's kind of basically the difference. Short story. I could go into a whole bunch of other stuff,
no,
but I think that's really, really, I think that's really the basis.
I think that's a good definition. Now, I know you work with all different categories. You work with individuals, couples, you families, and I love the subjects that you focus on. As we mentioned, some of those life transitions, corporate therapy you deal in, rapid resolution therapy. Let's focus on some individually. The various categories. Individuals, for example, I understand that you work on with folks. You love to work with them one to one. The one thing you do provide is a very safe, caring, confidential environment so that they feel free to discuss their feelings and really what's troubling them. Tell me a little bit about what you find people come to you for in this category of individuals. What are the big issues that they're facing? There's so many that could be, but what do you focus on primarily with them?
It boils down, Doug, to communication. When a person comes in, they'll come in with something like, I'm having trouble communicating with my significant other or my spouse, or my children aren't listening to me. And so we'll focus on something that they feel comfortable with, meaning if it's communication, let's talk about it. You know, how do you communicate? How do they communicate with you? Are you a thinker communicator? Are you a feeler communicator? Do when they come in and talk to you about their feelings, do you back up and say, oh, my goodness, oh, my goodness? And then when you talk to them about your thoughts on a particular issue, do they do the same thing and kind of back up? So it's trying to understand what is going on for communication. And if a person has experienced, say, grief or a medical issue, it does boil down to communication. How are you communicating with your healthcare provider? You're not feeling like you're being listened to. Let's look at how you're approaching the medical community. So my whole thing has always been communication. If you are a good communicator, you're also a good listener. If you're a bad communicator, you're probably a bad listener.
Well, there's a lot to be said for that. The field that you're in is so amazing. I understand it's critical for mental health professionals, you're one of them, to value the importance of how someone's mind, their body, and their soul are strongly and profoundly connected. Why is that? How does that work, that they're all so strongly connected? Expand on that a little bit for me.
Oh, wow. Wow. We're not put together in pieces. We're an enclosed unit. Let's just go, physically. We're an enclosed unit. Mm-hmm. We're always reflecting and thinking, throughout the day, whether it's something that we encountered. We're always connecting with what's going on the inside of us and how we're receiving something or how we've been received. So, and if you've been brought up in a profoundly or you have a profound spirituality, you can't separate that from yourself. That's your soul self. You can't separate that. And psyche, the word psyche is a Greek derivative, and it translates soul. So
okay.
Psychology has its basis in soul.
Well, that's
does
great.
That kind
that,
of
that
answer
is interesting.
The,
yeah,
does
no,
that answer your
that's a very good
question?
Answer to it. I have noticed that you've written that you make every effort to emphasize the entire person when you're working with them, that it's been established everything that happens in one's body medically has an emotional component, which
mm-hmm.
makes sense, and everything that's emotional has a medical component.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, why is it that you have to be so cognizant of one's state of mind, their body, and their stress levels to get optimum health? Which is something, I guess, that everybody would like to have. And you help them in that direction, right?
Yes, yes, I do. Thank you for pointing that out. The thing of it is that we're evaluating constantly. And if a person comes in and says, I'm highly stressed, well, I'll look at, okay, what are you stressed about? Well, I just got this diagnosis, and I don't know. I've just been diagnosed with, say, diabetes, and I don't know how to handle it, and they're telling me that I have to give up and I have to change and I have to do all, and it's stressing me out. And so it's like, so we'll look at how the person receives when they're told that they can no longer have something or no longer do something. And that's very important because we also have social factors that, you know, so that means I can't go out and drink with my buds. You know, I can't have two beers with my buds at night because I have to watch my diet. So I will talk to them about it's not a question about not being able to do it. It's a question of choice. A person doesn't think that they have a choice. And we all have choices, and sometimes we forget that. When we're told we can't do that or we can't have that, the first thing we think of is denial. I'm being denied something that I've typically enjoyed. And I look at it as that, well, it's a choice. You have many, many choices you can choose, and there's things you can find that is more flexible with it. Don't think of it as an either or. Let's think of it as a both and. Is that clear?
Very interesting. Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree. That's good. Let's continue in talking about the various categories of clients you work with. We talked a little bit about individuals, but I'm amazed you also work with couples as well as an entire families. When couples come to you, obviously there are all kinds of questions and problems couples could be having. Are you like a marriage therapist? Is what are the prime issues that couples are dealing with when they come to seek someone like you?
Well, there are three main issues. As you pointed out, I've been doing this for several years, numerous years. And
long
there
time.
It boils down to, Doug, there are three main issues. Everything is couched under these issues. It's not enough time with each other, too much time with each other, not enough sex. Too much sex, too much intimacy, not enough finances, not being able, and it all boils down to those three issues. Now you'll have little other things that will be added to it, but they'll come in. And the overarching category that every couple, without a doubt, that I've had, and I looked back over it about a year or so ago. Everybody puts down communication. I'd like to communicate with my husband or my wife better. We just don't communicate. So it holds true what I've always thought is communication is key. And I'll focus on the issue that brings them, not my issue, but the issue that brings them. We just had a fight. We can't figure out. We want to go on vacation. It should be a good time. It should be a great place, Dr. Latz, a good time in our life. But guess what? We can't settle on a place to go because we just can't communicate. And
how then? How do you help people? What's the reason that they can't communicate? Is there a specific general, you know, problem that prevents people from communicating? What have you discovered?
What I've discovered is that we all, when we say we can't communicate, we're communicating. That's communication. So you cannot not communicate. But what in my experience, what I've found is that, first off, do you know who you are? Are you an introvert? Are you an extrovert? Are you an omnivert? Do you communicate, these are my thoughts? Or do you communicate, I feel this, I feel sad, I feel angry? Are you a feeling communicator? Do you listen, or are you already mounting a defense when your partner says, why did you do that? And when any time we hear why, we're defending why we did what we did, even if we know that what we did was not really correct and we want to change it, but we're going to defend why we did it in the first place.
Okay.
So I really kind of focus on that. Do you really know your partner? Do you communicate one-on-one? You have to look in your partner's eyes. You have to have eye contact. Do you have to have voice contact? You know, there's been so much that goes on, and so many relationships break up and go astray or awry over text because you don't know the tone that the person's using with the text.
Yeah.
Or the emails. And so it's sort of like, are there, you're establishing shorthand when you don't even know that your partner really is, you know, your partner is really focused on their love language. And what is their love language? Do you know it? Okay. Do you know what their love language is? Which is, could be quality time, affirming touch, words of affirmation, little love tokens, little notes throughout the day, or a little, you know, a little smiley face or something, or acts of service. You know, you got, you went to the grocery store and you made sure you had your partner's favorite snack or drink or in the refrigerator that you went to them. So all of that goes into communication. And then you add in the mix of family members and families, and all of the, and work and the stress of that, you know, we're often running down a cycle of we're not communicating, or it's incomplete. When you are not complete with your communication, what goes on is the person is left to fill in the blanks. And I don't know about you, but sometimes I fill in the blanks not in the right way, not what
exactly.
was really meant
it's
to
wrong.
Be.
It's
yes,
wrong.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, let me ask you a
exactly.
question. You talk about couples coming, yeah, one of the big problems, either not enough sex, maybe it's too much. How do you handle that kind of situation? A couple comes in and you know, one of them is complaining there's not enough sex. So what does a therapist or someone like you do to help a couple in this kind of situation? It's one person, one member of the, you know, the couple is claiming there's not enough sex, and the other one's obviously not responding. What do you do? How do you help them?
Well, I'm not quote unquote a sex therapist, but what I do is when that's established is I want to understand what they mean by sex. Because in that overarching thing, not enough sex, a lot of the times it breaks down is I don't get a kiss when I leave to go to work, or I don't get a hug. That's that's another form of sexuality. It's not necessarily the active act. That is other things that you set the stage, you know, to say, you know, to give the pat, the hug, the kiss, the greetings at the door, not going past your partner because you're going to, you know, you have to get in and you want to make sure that you plug in your phone because it's about to die, that sort of thing. So it's more about understanding the difference between the actual act and what is intimacy, and what is your dance of intimacy with your partner. Because when you're loving, there's an old Irish saying, and I can't remember where I read it, but it says, if you want your bed warm at night, you better be loving your lover all day long.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that cool? That
all
is
right.
a real,
yeah,
that's a real
no,
cool
very
thing.
Good.
So,
very good.
So a lot of the times it's what made you fall back, what made you fall in love with your partner in the first place. And it's still there.
No, yeah, for sure. You know, you talk about communication being so critical. It's the same thing in family therapy when you're dealing with family members. It's the communication is really one of the key issues there too, isn't it?
Yes, it is, because if you're not paying attention, your children, your family members, your children or your other family members that you're dealing with all have their unique way of communicating. And no way is right and no way is wrong. It's just how do you make entry? How do you hear what they want to say? I saw that back. Seven generations went to this ranch. And I was invited to come with them, and they kind of like me, so they invited me because it was all a family thing. So I went
along.
As a along, guest. As a guest, yes.
Yeah.
Great. I was looking for that word. Thank you so much.
Exactly.
Yeah. And so I went, and it's a great place to go because there's no Wi-Fi. There's no, you can't hook in, you can't get cell. It's you, and it's just for a weekend. They arrive on Friday and they leave Sunday morning. And they were there. So there was a 2-year-old, and it was all the way up to, I think it was an 83-year-old was the oldest person that was there, and all the ages in between. And the 2-year-old was there wanting to talk to her mother, and her mother was trying to get her cell, trying to look at her phone and trying to read something. I guess some of the emails that she hadn't gotten when she got there, and she kept trying to get her mother to look at her, and her mother kept looking down at the phone. And the little girl picks her mother's head up in her two little hands. And picks it up and held her mother so that her mother's face would be close to hers. Communication is key. And that was a real striking thing for me to see and actually witness that because it doesn't matter. All she needed was just an eye connection with her mom to ask her something because she wanted to go. She had one of her grandmothers was there, and she wanted to go to be with her grandmother, and she was taught, you don't leave unless you get permission, and we know where you're going, type of thing. So that was like, oh, wow, there it is. We don't have to have our phones. We don't have to be, verbally accurate in how we talk. That was, there it was in actual touch and just, look at
you
it.
You saw
there.
It. Yeah, you saw it in action.
I witnessed it. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's
Did that
that's really
your
fascinating.
Question?
It does. I'm amazed at the various areas that you work with clients on. Life transitions. That's not one someone would think logically that a therapist like you could help someone out if they're adjusting to new environments or changes in their lifestyle. But you do help people in areas like that, and it is important when they're having problems. Am I right?
Well, yes, and I don't like to look at it as a problem, Doug. I like to look at it as a solution waiting to happen. Okay, for example, a person decides to change locations, whether it's a job and living where they're changing jobs, but they're also going to be moving across county or across the state or in another state. And how do you handle that? Or you see it among couples who their children are launching, they're going off to college and they're not going to be around. And how do you let your child go? You know,
yeah.
This is the moment you're waiting for, but instead of going to the community college or the college within a few hundred miles, they're going clear across country.
Across the country.
Yeah, exactly. And how do you handle that? And how do you let them go, and be able to enjoy that transition? Because guess what? That was your last child that you're launching, or your first child that you're launching, and you and your partner are going to have to catch up with each other because you've been so busy being great parents and parenting your children and keeping up with their schedule and trying to keep up with your own schedule that you kind of got out of touch with each other and your schedule. When was the last time you had a date with each other?
There you go. I understand what you're talking about. One other, I want to get in two more things I want to cover before we're out of time. Explain to me rapid trauma resolution, which is something you do handle. Describe that kind of a situation.
Okay. Let me see.
Make it simple.
I'm going to make it simple, okay?
Okay.
I had a person that came in to see me, and they were very attached to their dog. It was a long term. They had their dog for about 17 years. Dog went everywhere with them, was a service dog, went into the schools, and the dog got ill, and it had to, it died. And they were coming in, they were just having a hard time about it, and I thought that their pet had died recently. I found out that the pet had died several years ago, but they were experiencing it as if it just happened that day, or you know, that week. And so how I focus on what I do with some of the rapid trauma resolution like that is I focus on that it had happened, and it was tragic when it happened. But please look around right now. It's not happening now. It's part of your story. It will never go away.
Yeah.
But it's not occurring right now. Because a lot of times what happens is we talk about it in the present tense as if it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, give it, and it hadn't happened. And the more we talk in the present about something traumatic, the more it feels like it's occurring right now. You're reoccurring, you're re-experiencing.
That's an amazing case.
Africa.
Yeah, that's an amazing case. You know, I mentioned earlier that you do a radio show. You're so interesting. I'm sure the radio show is pretty doggone fascinating. I'm amazed at the various subjects you cover. It's on Thursdays at 1 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time. Tell me about the show, what you do, and where it's broadcast so our audience will know.
Okay, the show is called It's All About You, and it's broadcast from BBM Global and Network and TuneIn Radio. And I talk a lot of different subjects. You know, we're all multitasking. We're all time-starved. We're looking for more time, and nobody has figured out how to give us more than 24 hours in a day. So I'll talk about issues that you really don't necessarily want to take time out of your workday. Take the time off and make an appointment and go in and see. You want to run something by somebody. Like, you know, I have this boss that is really kind of overbearing right now, and I don't know how to talk to them. We had a great relationship when I first started, but now, you know, our communication is tough. Well, I'll talk about communication in general, but talk about communication, you know, in the workplace. Or the fact is that I'm talking about that we live in a generation right now that there are seven living generations right now in the United States that we are dealing with daily, if not weekly.
Wow.
Yeah, take a pause with that. And everybody else is like, we're trying to catch up with what, you know, the 13-year-olds are how they're communicating with each other. And yet we have people that, you know, still from the greatest generation, World War II, and everyone in between, and all have their own ways of communicating with each other, which I saw at the ranch when I was invited as a guest. So that's what I deal with on, or I'll take a subject like how to get ready for the holidays, you know, the holiday tune-up.
Yeah.
You know, how do you get ready for the holidays and you're going to go back home, and you know that the moment the door opens, that your grandmother's going to look over your shoulder and say, "Oh, you're by yourself. You don't have a date."
Oh boy. Well, you really do get into all different subjects. I mean, you were recently doing a series on family-owned businesses and counseling them. And, you know, the transition from one elderly member of the family to a younger member of the family, which can be very complex indeed. That's all fascinating stuff. So I'm sure your radio show is great because you're very good here on the radio. I love listening to you. You're very informative.
You.
Thank you very much. We thank you for being our guest. You know, we've gone through a half hour. It's just flown by. I want to point out that our guest has been Dr. Martha Letts. She's based in Boca Raton, Florida. She works primarily with people in person, but she will work with you on the phone. So if you want to get in touch with her or learn more about her practice, she has a really superb website. It's auniquetherapycenter.com, auniquetherapycenter.com. If you go there, you'll learn more about our guest and how to get in touch. Dr. Martha, thank you so much for being our guest today. It's been great chatting with you. I appreciate it, okay? Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, Doug. I appreciate it, too. Bye.
Okie dokes. Well, that's it for this session of CUTV News Radio, everybody. Don't forget to get in touch with Dr. Letts. What a remarkable lady. A uniquetherapycenter.com.
You've been listening to CUTV News Radio. If you want to learn more about our programming or perhaps be considered for a future show, visit us on the web at www.cutvnews.com. And if you enjoyed listening to today's show, subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or Stitcher and be sure to write a review. Thanks for listening, and from all of us at CUTV News Radio, we hope you have a productive and inspired day.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this, everybody. I'm Doug Llewellyn. Look forward to having you back soon right here on CUTV News Radio. Until then, take care of yourself and do indeed have a great day. Bye for now.